Blog Talk Radio. You're listening to Cleopatra Memphis Studios. I'm your girl, Cleopatra Memphis, but you can call me Cleo, and it's a wrap Wednesday. Today, we are talking about what's going on currently in our crazy society here in the U.S. with our current administration of the White House, 45. This is unfortunate, but he is trying to stop from getting put out of office by destroying the United States Postal Service and putting horrible people who have no intention of helping the United States Postal Service over the Postal Service. I mean, everything from taking up mailboxes to defunding the United States Post Office. And this is just in lieu of not even acknowledging the fact that people have to get medications, they have to get social security checks, they have to get important documents concerning their homes or whatever the case may be. So it's horrible what's going on. He will try to stay in there by any means necessary, and if that means cheating, like he did before, involving foreign governments that are clearly our enemy, destroying the United States Post Office, and then some, he'll do it. So it's now time for us to rise up and let people know what's going on, because if you can walk away and ignore this, it's just a blind action. You simply are not acknowledging what is actually going on, because that's not how things work here. We are a democracy, but little by little, our rights are being taken away from us. Now, I do know this. If you want to have letters sent to your senators, you can text USPS to 50409. They will send letters to your senators and representatives in support of the Postal Service. It takes only 1 minute, and I've done it myself. It's going to help us save democracy, and it works just like a charm. We can't let this thing take our rights away. He is going nuts. I think he is some alien force that doesn't belong here, along with everybody else that agrees with him. Because if you understand and know that this is not right and respect humanity as a whole, you're going to do something about it. Okay? So he just sent in his mail-in ballot to Florida people so him and Melania can vote via mail, but you can't. So it's a do as I say and not as I do type of thing. And we all know with everything that's going on right now, us with the people in film, our whole industry has been affected. Everything from hair and makeup to wardrobe to how actors get ready, everything has been affected. So this is a time to step up, to rise up and we're watching the Democratic National Convention now, and it's official who we have up against this type of evil. So I would suggest you get on the bandwagon and say that you want your voting rights. We, especially if you are African American and you've had that taken away or didn't have adequate access to it, always constant voter suppression. This is that time. If you're a woman of a different race, if you're just a woman, period, and you want to keep your voting rights, this is how you do it. For all those women that did vote for him, now you're reaping the consequences. You may, if he has his way, you won't be able to vote for anybody else, and he'll be the only thing in there. Because he's also speaking about a third term, which is asinine. So I can't stress this enough, people. We are in the midst of fighting for not just our political rights, our democratic rights, our God-given rights. We are fighting for moral rights as well. So this is that time to wake up and do something about it, because we can't depend on what he's doing in office. It's just not going to work. He's not a man of faith. He lies about that. He lies about the coronavirus. He lies about employment and what he's done. We just had the 19th Amendment, the 100th anniversary of the 19th Amendment, and he pardoned, I believe her name is Susan B. Anthony. He pardoned her, and everybody is cringe. It's cringeworthy. It is cringeworthy right now, because that was a testament to what she stood for. It was a testament to her as a women's rights activist, and it was left at that. It was left at that, because we didn't get that right until well after she had passed on. So he's, nobody wants to be, you know, grouped with him in any way, especially not a woman like that. She'd probably turn over in a grave right now. But he decided to, pardon her. It just makes no sense. It's just, he's doing things over and over again to undermine the work that women does, the work the women have done. And he's, if you're not upset with him after him talking about grabbing women by the P word, I'm just going to go and say it. He's talking about grabbing women by the pussy. This is what he said. If you're not upset at something like that, the fact that he messes with women that are not his wife while he is married, and saying he's committed, then it is something seriously wrong. You are blatantly not right in the head. It's clear what's going on, how he feels about women, how he feels about us as people of color having voting rights, how anything. He has built a career on discriminating against people of color and women as a whole. He has put this country into bankruptcy, literally and figuratively, just like he has his businesses for years. Even the university he had has been under wraps, because it was basically just a facade. It was a fake university. It was not anything worth having, but these people are out of money thinking that they're learning something from some great and awesome businessman. And they weren't. They got robbed. Just like we're getting robbed right now of everything this country has worked so hard for. So it's a wrap for all of that. That's why it's a wrap Wednesday. If you got anything to say, please do. Feel free to call in at 563-999-3596. That's 563-999-3596. Or email us at info@CleopatraMensisStudios.org. That's info@CleopatraMensisStudios.org. And we need you all to get out there and vote, meaning fight via text for your voting rights. Call into your senators. Please, please do this because it is worth every step of the way, because what's going on right now is only the beginning if you let it. And again, you can check Michael Eric Dyson's page. He's pushing this. He's running this. So text 50409. Text USPS to 50409 to send letters to your senators. In the meantime, people, I'm going to say continue and always be great.